Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets closing out this two-game road swing taking on St. Ben's here tonight in non-conference action. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. And coach, in that game against St. Thomas last night, it's one of those situations where it's tough to find sometimes positives on an 18-point loss, but well, you guys did some really good things last night, showed a lot of greatness, and it's tough to beat a team that was shooting as well as they did, but your team showed some flight, outscored the number 9 ranked team in the country in two quarters, but their percentage from the field was just too much to beat. Having said that, what were your assessments of the game last night? Because I saw some positive things, and I'm thinking that you probably did as well.
I think the biggest things that, you know, stood out to us as a team was the fact that we all, you know, or not out-rebounded, but we're the same, 23 and 23. So, you know, we're a lot smaller than they are by a couple inches at every single position. And the fact that we could hang in there and get rebounds. Now, granted, there weren't a lot of rebounds when you shoot 67%, you know, for them, but also for us on a night that, you know, we shot 47%, which is a great shooting percentage. It just goes to show that against teams like that, you can't let them, you know, get those easy shots to shoot 67%. And for us, the other part of it was when we'd get a turnover or when we'd get a steal or create a turnover, we didn't get any positive points on the other end of it. Then we come down and dribble it off our leg. And we talked about that at halftime, that if we're going to get the steals, the deflections, and we have to get results on the other end because they're that good of a team that we have to take advantage of every mistake that they make. And I just feel like, you know, we dug ourselves a hole, but then we got it back, you know, within single digits. But then, you know, bang, 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 we give them, you know, wide open threes. And give credit to them. I mean, they hit some big shots there with 1 second left on the shot clock, you know, a three in our face, and that just kind of, you know, demoralizes you a little bit when you're on the defensive end. But very positive going out of it. I mean, we're down two starters, and that's not an excuse, but when you have other girls jump in there, you're not in that same flow, and it takes a little bit of time. And I think that first quarter maybe showed, all right, brand new face, you know, made a game time decision 2 minutes before the game to, you know, throw in a different starter, but Mick, I thought, held her own and did fine. So a lot of positives from it. We have to get better every game.
It was one of those games, too, where it just seemed like they were able to get the ball in the post, and you could really tell what they were trying to do. I mean, they had 30 made field goals yesterday. They had 23 assists on 30 made field goals. And they're just a team that really runs their stuff well, and they really do challenge you defensively, don't they?
They're very methodical in it. And, yeah, they pass around, and then they just wait for you to have weak side help just a little too far, and then, bang, they're going to make you pay from the corner. And then if you don't help in enough, then they're going to feed the post and go inside. And they're very smart. I swear they have dots on their floor of where to stand, and, you know, you can only move an inch this way, and that's a – you know, compliment to them, but they made us pay every time that we, you know, took a step further or shouldn't have been in or out of rotation. They took points out away from us. So,
well, one good thing that did come out of the game as well, though, Howard, was the play not only of Eva Reinertsen and Emily Carpenter, but also Pasha Scott. I mean, we talked to her during last game about you know, her role on the team and how she's kind of expanding her role, and she continued to play really well yesterday. I mean, she was 6 out of 9 from field at 11, or what was it? I guess it was 13 points. 13 points, yeah, that's what it was, 13 points against St. Thomas yesterday, and really did a nice job of finishing when she got the chance inside. It seems like she's really beginning to figure out the post-play aspect of her game.
I think she's just becoming more and more comfortable with it, and that's, we need her to have double-digit, you know, scoring, and we'd like those rebounds to get up there as high, you know, into the 8, 9, 10s as well, and I think her personal goal is for that as well. But if we can get, you know, double-digit scoring from her, it just helps us out because then it opens up shots on the outside. I think in the first half, when they really were face-guarding Eva and Emily, you know, taking away there, then we were able to feed, you know, Pasha inside. But she's got to learn how to finish and keep that ball high.
And just one more question about the game last night. How does that prepare you playing a team that is as big in the post as St. Thomas was to face another really tall post, a really good post, and 6'2" Alex Johnson from St. Ben's? I know she's a concern for you guys in the middle. How did last night's game help prepare you for tonight's game?
Well, I think we learned what not to do, you know, in a couple of those quarters. Like you said, they outscored us in the first quarter and third quarter, and that's because they're getting post touches. So we just have to rotate a lot more today. I think we have to adjust how we, you know, how we play the post inside. Yesterday, I think we tried to get stuck behind a little bit or three-force them. Today, we just have to full front and make sure our weak side help is there. But they're kind of a mirror image of each other. They kind of run the similar offense, and they want to get the ball inside, and we just have to be better. And it starts actually with the guard pressure up on the top. It's not the post who gets burned. It's when our guards aren't helping. You know, they make that lob pass in. Well, you got to get up and make that a tough lob pass in.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time and good luck tonight against the Bennies.
Thank you.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. I'll be right back with the starting lamps and the opening tip of this non-conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and St. Ben's right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.